All right, guys, if you're just joining us, it is time for Love It,
Love It, Leave It.
You son of a bitch. Like it, love it, and leave it. Please put your submissions there in the column there. I'm just going to go to, let's start with Leave It. Whatever it was that implored Ohio State to try and play Iowa's game early in the game. I know Chip Kelly loves to establish the run. I think after that first drive, I would have liked to see it a little bit more giddy up. And in fairness, there weren't a lot of plays on offense in the first half in general. So I will say leave it the Ohio State first half offense. How about you?
I'm going to leave Will Howard sort of lazily throwing that ball. But really, I'm going to leave the fourth down play where Will Howard got tackled in the backfield, which was not his fault. But that was awful. I thought it was a bad play call, and I thought it was terrible blocking up front. And those are the types of situations that that the offensive line has to play better, which remains, I still think. Would you agree? Offensive line still maybe the yeah. most concerning thing moving forward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I feel like I need to have an intervention with you about Will Howard, because I think
– I've been so scarred by Kyle McCord. I don't trust anyone.
I think your Will Howard concern is surely your boredom. Let's be honest. I think if your concern about this offense is, well, Will Howard, he made two bad throws today. Give me any quarterback that makes two bad throws. If I can't think of a third quarterback, you are so money. It's not even funny, baby. And I really butchered that Swingers reference. But
it's okay.
Spencer.
You're probably right.
I'm saying this because I love you, because we're friends, because I care about you. Your obsession with overly critiquing Will Howard is going to bring about your downfall. And I can't be here to support you, okay? And if that means I got to cut you off, I got to cut you off.
Is this like if Ohio State wins the national championship, I'm not allowed to show up at the parade because I shat on Will Howard too many times?
You can show up, but you have to sit outside. So okay. You have to stay 50 feet from it, and then we just get sad pictures of you from 50 feet away. All right, so that brings us to Like It. What'd you like today, Spence?
I made sure to put this down pretty early in the game as my notes. I thought Sonny Styles played really well today from the linebacker group. And as an extension of that, I just kind of said the linebacker group as a whole. I thought, and part of it is, you know what Iowa wants to do. They're going to run the football, and rightfully so, when you have Caleb Johnson on your side. He's phenomenal. He's going to be playing on Sundays one day. But I felt like the linebackers did a really good job today filling those gaps, making tackles on him, not letting him break too many big ones. He had the 28-yarder, I think, was his long for the day in the second half. And other than that, he was pretty much bottled up. He was coming into this game, I think, with four straight 100-yard games, and they held him to 86 rushing yards. So I just thought that group as a whole that I had been sort of critical of in previous weeks, not being able to sort of fly to the ball and make plays, I thought they really played a good game today. So I was glad to see that from the linebacker group.
I'm going to go with a defensive lineman for Ohio State named Ty. Both Tyleek Williams and Ty Hamilton made a lot of really great plays today. That doesn't necessarily show up in the box score. I don't think they were credited with a sack, and I think combined they had, I'd say, five or six tackles, but multiple batted balls. You could see they were getting great pressure. They're collapsing pressure up the middle, which allowed the edges to get after and blitzers to get after quarterback and snuff the run even. I thought Ty Hamilton and Tyleek Williams were fantastic today. So that is my like. And so that means it's time for our love. And I'm going to say passing the test. I love that they passed the test. This was a game that if you take Iowa light in any way, they're going to steal one from you. And, that first half was the great wake-up call. And then in the second half, they remembered that they were Ohio State, that they can beat anybody and they can out-talent anyone in this conference. So I loved that this was the tune-up game before Oregon, and I love to see Ohio State pass the test.
I like that answer. I think the obvious answer that a lot of people would throw out there is obviously another one-handed catch by Jeremiah Smith, which was phenomenal. But so I'm actually
basically just have to keep that there as like a placeholder.
It's right? Just a placeholder, yeah. Well, it's kind of no
an honorary.
Yeah, it's. Well, I was going to say it's kind of like in the NBA, like you could give LeBron first. There was a stretch of time where you could give LeBron the MVP like every year, but they got tired of giving him the MVP, so they just kind of conceded like, yeah, he's the best player. We're going to give the MVP to the next best player. So it's kind of like that. Like we know Jeremiah Smith's just going to do incredible things, so he's always going to be a loved candidate. But we're going to go to the next thing. I'm actually going to say though, opposite of Jeremiah Smith, I thought the fact that Emeka Ogbuka had 9 catches, 71 yards, and he had the three touchdowns today. Like to me, that showed that yes, Jeremiah Smith is a freak, and he's going to be that way at Ohio State, hopefully for a long, long period of time. But I thought it showed that like Emeka is still a force to be reckoned with. He's still a guy that can take over a game. He can still be that safety net for Will Howard. And so it kind of shows you just how like this offense isn't just like one guy in the passing game. Like, no, they have another guy that you gotta account for. And if one guy's struggling, and I don't even know if we can say Jeremiah Smith really struggled because he rebounded after the fumble. But, you know, like I just thought it was good to see that Emeka kind of became that safety net for Will, and that conversely from all the awe-inspiring plays that we get from Jeremiah Smith, it was a good Emeka day, and I like that about this offense.
So a great win by Ohio State, 35-7 at home. Next week, we are on to Oregon, and of course we'll have
I was just going to say, I want people to know for next week's show that we are bringing back Alec Dietz, who is a reporter for the Register Guard USA Today in Eugene, with a chance. We're going to talk to him about the matchup, which he was on obviously before the season started to kind of preview this thing. And we're excited to now have him on leading up to the game itself and see where he's at and where Oregon's at.
Thank you for the deets there.
I see what you did there, Nick.
So our midweek show will be with Oregon's Alec Dietz. We'll also get into our own Oregon preview, and we'll have Four Down Territory as well, covering the biggest stories in college football. Please make sure to follow this podcast wherever you get your podcast: Apple, Spotify, 92.3 The Fan, Odyssey, the free Odyssey app, as it were. Please subscribe on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Like and comment on our videos. We love to interact with you guys. Follow me on TikTok. That's at Nick Wilson Says on TikTok. And again, follow Sons of the Shoe wherever you get your podcasts. Buckeyes 5-0, looking to go 6-0. We're damn near halfway there, Spence. Great stuff, buddy. Great stuff to all the commenters, and especially Brian, who busted Spencer's balls for wearing a Cleveland hat. We like when Spencer's balls get busted. It's a weird way to end a podcast, but we are out. Go Bucks, Spence.
Is it officially Oregon week? Can we say that?
No.
Not till tomorrow?
Monday.
Monday. Okay. Yeah, Sunday doesn't count? Tomorrow. Okay.
No. Sunday's a day of rest. And the Browns
and
may
football.
Be winning or
More
not.
More football.
Yeah.
Well, then on to Oregon. Go
on
Bucks.
On Oregon! Go Bucks.